Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. That first hour flew by.
Sure did.
Because we are presenting powerful, hard-hitting information. There's no wiggle room here on the info team. I'm glad to temporarily join them today. Myself and my co-producer on A Noble Light, Chris Emery. I am Holland van den Nieuwenhoff, writer and producer for Free Mind Films. Alex asked us to guest host today. It's an honor. This is fun. This operation is really first class. It's really good to work with this caliber of people.
Well-oiled machine. We have a lot of good information here, just a multi-level gold nuggets of information, and we're trying to do it in the organized piecemeal system. So
yeah.
It's good to be back in Austin. Lived here for 10 years, and it was a great honor to be invited down. But folks, support Infowars.com. Get on the store. There's an absolute cornucopia of information that you can, it's at your disposal. Books, videos, and so forth. We're going to go ahead and plug a few of those at the bottom of the hour. But this is definitely the best. And I'm saying this from experience, having worked as an independent contractor with CBS for 4 years. This operation is that much better than what I've had was at my disposal. And this is the real news. It's not fluff. It's not fake. It's not, second, third hand. This is firsthand, hot off the press stuff that you're going to be reviewing.
This is fearless reporting, mm-hmm. Truly fearless. No one owns this information. No one owns our viewpoint. And we are not beholden to anyone. And the InfoWars team certainly is not beholden to anyone. We are here in the information revolution to present this information to the people unvarnished, unfiltered, by unpackaged by the mainstream media, because as we all know, the mainstream media is obsolete, and that is being proven time and time again as people divorce themselves from the worldview that is being perpetuated by these corporate-controlled entities. And you must remember that it is not in the interests of the mainstream media to foment unrest at the true state of affairs. When there is political unrest or so forth, corporate profits go down. These are corporate-controlled entities, and it is their interest. By definition, they must stop the people, lull them to sleep, mm-hmm. Keep them consuming things so they do not upset the tea cart that the big boys are all drinking from. That is their job. And of course...
Go ahead.
When, of course, you must always take everything that you hear with a grain of salt. Do your own homework. Yes, do that. We're asking you to do that. But do the same, apply the same standard, if not more, knowing what you know about their agenda, to the mainstream media. Those of you out there, or those who are listening and just imbibe what comes out of the mainstream speaker box, do not assume that information has been vetted and tested and given the given the seal of approval by an objective panel of experts. That information is, if not more corrupted than anything else out there.
Want to offer to the listeners yesterday, we're actually heading out of Oklahoma City, had to stop by Light Bulb Supply Incorporated in Oklahoma City. Want to give a plug to those folks. One of the gentlemen behind the counter saw my Infowars.com shirt I had on, and I'm walking out, and he says, "I like that shirt." And I thought, wow, okay. He listened to the FM station that we carry Alex's show on in Oklahoma City, and I went back, gave him a card, and he's bought the copy of the movie, had no idea who I was. There are a lot of listeners out there. I mean, that happens time and time and time again, not only with our film crew, but we're getting emails. When I lived in Australia, a huge audience for Alex's show over there.
Yeah.
And even though it's, 15, 16 hours difference, they will get up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning and online and listen to the show. This is the real deal, folks.
Because the truth has appeal. It does. An appeal that the lie can never produce. And in that vein, we're here guest hosting the Alex Jones Show, and we will be right back after this with Stephanie Sledge of thegovernmentrag.com.
Oh. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And no, I am not Alex Jones. I am the guest host, one of the guest hosts. I am the guest co-host today, Holland Van den Oornhoff, writer-producer for Free Mind Films, which released A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, in December of last year, to wide acclaim and to recognition from the filmmaking community, exposing the false flag attack of Oklahoma City and deconstructing the official story. And joining me as a guest co-host today, July 27th, Friday, is Chris Emery.
Glad to have you folks along.
Chris Emery was the writer and producer for A Noble Lie, and one of the impetus for the creation of the movie in the first place. Chris Emery had been nursing this dream for years, and finally we were able to harness enough talent and resources to get it done. And here we are, guest hosting the Alex Jones Show. And it's been a long, wild ride, my friend.
Give a 30-second recap. You know, Alex hints, and rightfully so, on divine intervention, a Christian-based and family-oriented show. And I think that's the stalwart. That's why this show is doing so well. And I could say personally that there was divine intervention. on a lot of the aspects of getting our film together. Holland and meeting, it just absolutely amazing. We quit counting how many times. It's beyond synchronicity. There was a purpose, and we pretty much just let it in the hands of the being that was there. They knew, or whatever, knew that we were doing the right thing. And it's absolutely amazing to see. After it was released, 500 would sell, then 1,000, then 1,500. I mean, the numbers just keep... It was like riding a racehorse for the first 2 weeks, just figuring out how to control the sales, going all over the world.
Exactly.
This show and this studio was the main impetus behind the fact that we were able to get that exposure in such a short amount of time, and it continues to come in. Another big order.
Well, there is an appetite for the truth. Mm-hmm. There is, and that's inspiring to be able to produce a product that tells the truth and see that there is an appetite for it. That's inspiring, and it allows us to continue in that work. Anyways, we are here talking to Stephanie Sledge. She is joining us. She is from thegovernmentrag.com, which, by the way, is an excellent news source. For those of you looking for another source for daily trolling your news and figuring out what's happening to us, thegovernmentrag.com is an excellent source. And the webmaster and head journalist, Stephanie Sledge, is here joining us. Hello, Stephanie.
Holland, and I would like to say hi to Chris as well, and I'm honored to be on the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks for joining us, Stephanie.
Anyways, you have established one of the most credible and largest bodies of work on the Tucson shooting in January of last year. That shooting left many people dead, including U.S. Representative Gabby Giffords. And also Federal Judge John Roll, who is not mentioned nearly as much as Gabby Giffords, although Gabby Giffords lived through her horrific injury. Judge Roll was killed, and his status as a victim is not mentioned hardly at all, when a federal judge is, in my mind, is frankly a much more crucial position than a state rep from Arizona, especially a judge who has served on the bench for decades in many crucial cases, including the Brady Bill, which it appears that this attack and others are tied into. So, Stephanie, tell the audience who you are and how you got started on the Tucson shooting.
Well, I do a lot of research, and I also do investigative journalism. I have an activism site that is called thegovernmentrag.com, and I initially looked into this because this happened in last year on January 8th of 2011, and right away, I suspected that there was...
Hold on, January 8th, 11. No, I'm not big for numerology, but that's 1-8-11. That's 9-11.
Right? That's right, okay. Right. 9-11 was brought up in this case several times.
Okay, let's not get too much on that, but continue.
And so I looked into this because there was a number of things. There was many eyewitness accounts and hero stories that did not add up. And, of course, the 9-11 injection and, you know, 9-11 was literally brought to Tucson. And so I followed this case quite a bit. As I was following it, I kept notes. There were other things, too, that led me, you know, to even look into it further, including media splicing the 911 calls that had originally been from Pima County, and, of course, just a number of things added
up. So they were actually splicing audio of the 911 calls?
Yes, they were. They took a half of one 911's caller, and they would splice it with another half to fit the storyline, and, you know, when in fact it did not. Some of the witnesses were saying that he was running north past the Walgreens, and so, and then some of them say he was tackled. So right off the bat, I knew there was something suspicious about this case. And so that led me to actually go to Tucson.
Well, I knew something was suspicious right away, not because I had heard any facts of the case. It was still breaking news, and the Pima County Sheriff was giving a news conference and talking about how radical politics or right-wing politics was responsible for this. And I was thinking, you are the law enforcement official. You should be counting shell casings right now, not rendering any kind of conclusion as to motive. I don't even know the shooter's name yet, and you're telling me why this occurred, and it's to be blamed on the Tea Party and right and hateful politics. So right away, I was like, oh, that's when my feelers went up. The fix is in. But you were bringing up eyewitness testimony, and there was eyewitness testimony of a second shooter, right? A shooter on the grassy knoll, is that correct?
Sure, yeah. There was eyewitness accounts according to the 911 calls that in my belief, there were three shooters at the scene that day. They're based on descriptions that the 911 calls had come out. And so immediately, you know, I was not convinced that, you know, this was the lone gunman. And originally they did say that...
Well, here's another thing, Stephanie. Had they released the videotape from that parking lot that was in a shopping center? Had they released any of those tapes?
No, they have not.
Well, yeah. Well, if there was just one gunman, why don't they release the videotapes? And the reason I bring this up, people, is because I have been dealing with this issue this team has for over a decade with the Oklahoma City bombing. When you have a federal building that's exploded, bombed in downtown Oklahoma City, an area that has over coverage from security cameras, and they've never released the cameras to verify or disprove the eyewitness accounts of that day, where everyone who saw Tim McVeigh step out of the Ryder truck saw him with another person. I'm not saying some reports or a majority, all of the reports place him with another person. And most of the people in the building and the seismograph data indicate, plus a host of other evidence, proves that the truck bomb was not the sole cause of destruction, that the truck bomb exploding in the street was a separate event from the bombs that were going off inside the building before the truck bomb went off. And, of course, you can check this evidence out in our documentary at NobleLie.com, available at the info shop. But the reason I bring this up is the videotapes. Once again, we're seeing them bury the videotapes. Is that correct, Stephanie?
Well, that's correct. And also, we have not seen an ounce of footage of Jared Lee Loeffler in a live shot. It's always been courtroom drawings or pictures that have been released by either Pima County or the Marshal's office. So we have no proof that Jared Lee Loeffler is even real. You know, there is some background information that has come from the court systems, and of course, you know, his friends and you know, what has been reported on him, but there has been no live shots or any videotapes released of this crime scene.
Yeah, it's amazing. And especially now with the Aurora shooting, the focus on Tucson is really going to go down because this is more recent, and there might not even be a trial. I think Jared Lee Loeffler, the Tucson suspect, is being held in the federal mental health facility in Springfield, Missouri.
That's right.
Yeah, he's hopped up on a variety of psychotropic drugs. And if there's no trial, there's not going to be any presentation of the ballistic evidence. There's not going to be presentation of any disputing eyewitness testimony. All of that's going to go away, especially if he's found insane. So what we're looking at is a crafting of the story, and it happened from minute one when they were splicing 9/11 tapes, the media.
Right. Well, and it's not just the 911 calls that were spliced also. The dispatcher calls do not add up to what the heroes or any of the witnesses say. Take, for instance, on the original 911 calls, the dispatch tapes, you know, they claim that there was no gun that was found initially at the scene, and that does not coincide with what the five witnesses that supposedly tackled Jared Lee Loeffler, you know, claimed that they had took away his gun, you know, secured the scene. But the dispatch tapes claim that an officer claims that there was no gun at the scene, that they were looking for it in the grass somewhere.
And these are actually police officer reports, not just a frantic eyewitness recollections. These are,
right.
These are officers on the scene trying to take control of a chaotic situation, and they're saying there is no gun.
That's right. These are official reports. So, and there's a lot of other things, too. One of the questions that I had right away is, you know, were the than a stand-down order, and that was based on the fact that...
Stand-down order on by whom, against whom?
Well, on the Congresswoman on the Corner event. Usually when there's some type of event like that where you have a congresswoman or, you know, any type of political rally going on like that, that there usually is some sort of...
Security.
Yeah, there's some sort
and Judge John Roll, his Marshals Service protection had been pulled the week before.
That's right.
Imagine that. And he himself may have been a target, the real target of this attack. We'll get back to that on the other side. You're listening to Stephanie Sledge on The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but Doc Ferris was in self-defense. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are talking to Stephanie Sledge about the Tucson shooting, the anomalous evidence that has arisen out of the Tucson shooting of last year. Before we went to break, and if you're calling in, ask Stephanie a question, be patient. After this segment, we will be taking callers asking Stephanie about her findings, which are fascinating, which is why we brought him here to the Alex Jones Show. And Stephanie, right before we broke, we were talking about the stand downs on security for the supposed targets of the shooting in Arizona. And this is another common thread of the false flag methodology, is you see a stand down of the security that would normally be there. And they usually stand it down right before the event. And here we have a week before the event in Tucson, the shooting, the mass shooting that injured Gabrielle Giffords and killed Judge John Roll. And he had his marshal service pulled. And there was no security for this high VIP event. I mean, this is not before the Age of Terror. This was in 2011. Everyone obviously knows that there are dangers out there, especially these days when there are political events, and there is no security. Is that correct, Stephanie?
Right, that is correct. And Judge John Roll, a couple of reports have come out. I haven't been able to quite pin down which one is the truth, but one of them stated that Judge John Roll had asked the Marshal Service protection to be removed, and another had reported that it was removed. It was just removed. So,
well, I guarantee that he did not ask, because we have two competing news releases. One of them is damage control, and obviously the judge, the good judge, cannot answer or confirm that question anymore. And so his security was pulled, and Judge John Roll had been a pivotal figure in gun rights. He was recognized by Sheriff Mack for his favorable rulings on the Brady Bill. And there's not a whole lot of federal judges who can receive praise from Sheriff Mack, and one of them happens to get shot, and it's turned into a gun control event.
Well, and I found it suspicious because he was working. He had several cases that were considered to be a threat to his life that he was working on, and so I found it very interesting that his protection was pulled, as well as the fact that standard procedure for these events usually have at least one ambulance nearby, some type of police helicopter mounted somewhere, you know, in close range, also the crowd control, and usually 4 to 5 police officers with some type of surveillance. So there was none of that provided at the scene, and I found that very,
yeah,
very,
this is
very
not some whistle-stop tour. You know, in the 1930s Depression era, where a gubernatorial candidate is shaking hands with local farmers, this was an announced event in the during the War on Terror. Every agency, and this was a large town, Tucson, has contingency plans, and it appears that it was just a 911 response, that there was nothing in place.
Right, that's absolutely correct. And other things, too, that came about that made me, you know, really look into this a little bit further is, you know, there was a lot of photos that were released of the crime scene. But when I went out there, a lot of the photos didn't match the crime scene. And
you've been on the scene. You're not just an Internet sleuth. You went out there, and I know Andrew Griffin, whom we had early on, he went out there.
He was out there last year.
And so you're saying you went there and actually walked the ground.
I did.
And the photos do not match up.
Some of them do and some of them don't. There are some that have been released that do not, the backgrounds do not match like the actual crime scene. And so, you know, that led me to look into it a little bit further. And also, too, you know, there's a lot of other things that didn't add up, like how many bullets were actually, you know, fired that are inconsistent with the autopsy reports, victims, witnesses at the scene that say
we mentioned RFK earlier. RFK had come up. Sirhan related to this. Obviously, you have the mind control. I mean, and with Sirhan, his own psychologist said that he was a hypnotized patsy. Every psychologist, psychiatrist who treated him was amazed at how easy it was to hypnotize this man. It was very indicative of large scale prior deep hypnosis. And Sirhan later claimed, of course, and to this day, that he has no memory of what actually happened in that pantry. And then now we have another correlation, the number of bullets. The number of bullets showcasing found at the scene in the pantry in L.A. where RFK was killed exceeded the capacity of Sirhan's gun. And now we're looking at Tucson, and once again, we have too many bullets.
Well, and the accuracy rate that Jared Lee Loeffler allegedly had was 100%. I mean, he, you know, allegedly shot...
The super soldier, yes.
Nick Bryan in Australia.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. We see this time and time again, these outlandish notions passed off as reality, managed by the mainstream media, splicing tapes together, giving us fake photos. What's that for, folks? What are they hiding? You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
High noon on the Alex Jones Show. I'm guest hosting Holland Van Den Oornhoff, joined by
Chris Emery with Free Mind Films out of Oklahoma City. We're glad to be here.
And our guest is Stephanie Sledge, and we're getting callers on the line, and we will get to you in just a minute or two. I know this information, this is fascinating, and you want to ask Stephanie yourself, so just in a couple seconds, we'll start bringing the callers on board to ask Stephanie your questions. And just before we went to break, we were talking about the fact that the number of shell casings, the evidence is not matching up with the official story of the Tucson shooting. Before we go to callers, Stephanie, and we just touched the tip of the iceberg of the evidence that you have on thegovernmentrag.com. But let's talk about the correlations to the recent shooting in Colorado. What do you see similar happening in Colorado that you have unearthed yourself in Tucson? Hello, Stephanie.
Okay. It's like we may have...
Well, we got it. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't know what happened. There was a cutout. The first similarity that I found was the fact that there was a gag order put in place, which is very common with these false flags. The first thing is the gag order. And so nobody's allowed to talk. And so that you know, conditions the populace that, well,
but yet the media is allowed to make all the conjecture and lies they want. It's just the principals involved who may be speaking on true evidence. They're not allowed to talk. Is that correct?
That's right. And there are other things that are very similar that I found as far as agenda is concerned. First of all, everything always starts out with something negative with the shooter, like dressed in black or something that coincides with an agenda. And, of course, we know after the Tucson shooting that a lot of the agenda that's being pushed through is not only just about gun control, but it's also about taking away our freedom of rights and our freedom of expression. And so, you know, terrorists have been listed as wearing all black, black hoodies, a number of things. So there's a lot of that that has a lot of similarities.
Yeah, and also I noticed the commonality of the extended clip, or, you know, what they incorrectly call it. It's a magazine,
right, magazine.
People. It's a magazine. The extended magazine debate, which goes back to the Brady Bill, which was a limitation on magazine capacity of rifles and pistols that was in place for 10 years in this country, expired just a couple years ago. And they were really sorry that provision expired. But that's the only way they could get it passed because of the strength, the support for the Second Amendment in this country. And now we see in both shootings the use of an extended magazine, which of course is the Brady argument. And then we have one of the targets killed in Tucson was a judge who had ruled favorably for gun rights back in the 90s on the Brady Bill. So I think what we're seeing, this implanting of the, and they're already talking about, oh, how military arms should not be in the hands of American citizens on the streets. These are not military arms. And when extended magazines are no advantage, they are largely a gimmick. And in fact, in the Colorado shooting, the extended magazine failed, which is why he had to go to a secondary weapon. But it's not about the real lethality of an extended magazine. It's about demonizing large capacity weapons, which means going back to the Brady provisions. And if extended magazines were any more effective, any more lethal than a regular magazine, you would see the military using them. But they do not, because they confer no advantage. The people who are using them on a daily basis to defend themselves and to shoot people do not use extended magazines because it offers no advantage. So the argument is without worth and points towards the true agenda, which is using Brady-like provisions to limit gun rights. But before we go to callers, there's one more point I really need to break up. Another agenda at play here was research into, am I correct, suspended animation.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was the medical agenda behind the scenes of the Tucson shooting. And suspended animation was quite interesting to study because I personally had never heard of it before I had started this case. And so I looked into exactly when the news broke that they had performed a procedure called suspended animation, I immediately thought in my head that this has something, this goes deep, so I'm going to look into it. And what I found
was... And this was on Gabby Giffords, who survived her gun wound to the head because somehow they were able to keep her afloat through suspended animation, slowing down her bodily functions. Is that correct?
That's right. It's a cooling process is what it is. There's a long description for it, but the short description is basically where your soul is suspended. You're neither dead nor alive. You're just suspended. So, and I found a lot of interesting agenda coming out through the University of Arizona, and a lot of the doctors that were that performed the surgery have a lot of very deep ties into the military as well as...
Well, let's not forget also that Gabby Giffords, as we're all reminded time and time again, was married to an astronaut who worked for NASA. And, of course, any agency, more than any other, who would be interested in a suspended animation research would be NASA, for interstellar travel or for deep space travel as portrayed in science fiction movies. Maybe if we actually want to send a man to Mars, we will use suspended animation, at least to Jupiter.
Well, and an interesting point about NASA and suspended animation is following the shooting, NASA did capture, I don't have those notes in front of me, but I believe they captured dark matter using suspended animation. And what they're using it for is, just like the movie Angels and Demons, it's like a crystal ball. And so they're able to see the future with it. And, of course, it also, you know, the Brain Trauma Foundation, which, you know, is George Soros and it leads to the Open Society Institute and all that, ties back to these Peace Corps, and, you know, Dr. Peter Reed, who performed the procedure, is heavily involved.
Well, all you got to do, and you have done it, Stephanie, I highly advise those of you listening and watching to check out thegovernmentrag.com to chase down these leads that she has presented. The links are tremendous. And just like the Colorado shooting, here we have the introduction of the notion of suspended animation. There's not a whole lot of people involved in suspended animation work who are married to NASA astronauts, but they just happen to get shot in the head in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, the probability is
And they use suspended animation. Anyways,
right.
We're going to start taking hold on, Steph. We're going to start taking callers in a second. For those of you listening, the call-in number is 1-800-259-9231. I repeat, 800-259-9231. And go ahead, Stephanie, wrap up, and then we're going to hit the callers.
What DARPA wanted, you have to understand that following the shooting, the FDA did approve suspended animation, and the Army funded research projects into suspended animation, including DARPA has an interest in it too, and they are performing procedures that involve.
So that agenda was, that agenda was fulfilled. Getting this deep pockets to fund the suspended animation research. So
that's right.
That is fascinating, and I highly advise anyone listening to look into that. Look at thegovernmentrag.com, and we're going to callers right now because I know this information. I know they have a lot of questions for Stephanie. First caller is Julio from Illinois. Julio, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I do. I interviewed Wayne Manson. I think it was maybe a couple of months or a couple of weeks after the shooting in Arizona, and he had linked Judge Roll as well to, I believe it was Judge Roll, Gabrielle Giffords, and another congressman from Texas were all exchanging notes to one another, and they were going to get set to, I think Gabrielle Giffords was going to get set to expose what was going on in Arizona linked to Operation Fast Furious. And you guys were just mentioning about the videos, no CCTV cameras released, and I highly doubt CCTV cameras will be released in Colorado from the shooting. Supposedly this Holmes man went into the theater, correct, bought a ticket, and supposedly he left the emergency exits. Well, in this police state country that we live in, there are cameras all over the place. And I saw Batman on Monday, and I made a note to look where cameras were located in this movie theater. I'm from the suburbs of Chicago, and there are cameras all over the place. So imagine a suburb of Denver near an Air Force base. There should be cameras everywhere.
Yeah, and like I said, in Aurora, where there's already heavy police state presence. Stephanie, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I would like to say, too, that I do agree with Wayne Manson's report about the fact that the ATF, you know, they were going to expose that. And so that seems to be coming up, and it goes along with gun control.
Yeah, and Fast and Furious, of course, was the bone of contention when it came to the gun control debate. Fast and Furious blew up in their face, and gun control had no traction. And because of the Colorado shooting, that argument maybe has been tossed aside, and there may be solid concrete links between the victims involved in the Tucson shooting the year before and Fast and Furious. And that's not too much of a stretch. Fast and Furious has already killed 2,000 people, half a dozen U.S. cops. So what's a couple more important
people? And I do want to say, too, that the ATF did admit that they denied that Jared Lee Loeffner's gun was involved in Fast and Furious, but yet they admitted that they were worried about it. So they haven't admitted, but they haven't denied either. So that's still under investigation, and I'm following the court documents on that.
Yeah, excellent. Julio, do you have anything else?
Yes, I do. I've been reading documents from New Jersey's Fusion Center, Homeland Security documents now. I even saw TSA documents where they're admitting that now even videotaping at a large gathering could be suspicious activity. And it's no surprise that Michael Chertoff has his nose around this whole TSA.
He's already on the news talking about pre-delinquent crime and how we're going to need the naked body scanners everywhere. Naked body scanners, by the way, which he owns a piece of course, that's just another coincidence. It has nothing to do with the agenda that's at play here. I mean, I remember the day after 9/11 when I lived in Austin, I went to the movies, and there was a police officer outside the movie theater, and I had dropped my girlfriend at the time off to buy tickets while I parked, and he asked me to move on, to not park in front of the movie theater. So there's been an emphasis on theaters in the war on terror, literally, since day one. So we're probably, and I frankly, I mean, we may see naked body scanners at the movie theaters, and because of this, people are just not going to object. Julio, I thank you for calling in. We got to move on. Mark from Arizona, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, hello. Stephanie, you know who I am. I went out to the sites here in Tucson with Stephanie, and I can personally attest that I witnessed a few bizarre things myself. One of the things I noticed was one of the Pima County Sheriff deputies that were pictured on one of the crime scene photos is connected to the Pablo Escobar drug cartel down in, where is that, Mexico, I believe?
No, that's was in Colombia. Okay. Stephanie, can you verify this?
I cannot verify that, but I do have information that there is a person that verifies that the man that was in the photo, even though we know that photo of the Escobar killing was photoshopped by telling by the blood on, you know, they showed the same blood on the same stone many times, so we know it's been tampered with, but there is information that he was in town for a 24-hour period that the day of the shooting.
In town? Are you talking about Tucson?
Yes.
Who was in town?
His first name is Armando. I don't have the name, but
okay.
He's listed as Armando, and that's unconfirmed at this point. I'm still looking into that.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of stuff out there that you have confirmed that we can pin down. I thank you for calling, Mark. We're going next to Steve. Steve from Massachusetts. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, like, this is selective, you know, media targeting. You know, they want to target all lawful gun owners. When you see it in Albany, I'm living in Massachusetts, but in Albany, I met this guy, and he was talking to, it was out of Roy Rogers, and he's talking, he's like, yeah, they caught the guys. And I'm like, well, you know, what's going on here? Because, yeah, someone shot, he was sitting on his porch, and some kids, some teenagers, they shot him with a gun in the head. He had an eye patch. So I'm kind of a little bit surprised that this guy was alive, and he only had an eye patch. He got shot in the head, and he was just sitting on his porch. And so I heard a story. He told me, yeah, they caught them because they shot a postal worker, and then they caught the kids. And then when I got home, I researched it. I looked. I found a tiny little article mentioning it. It didn't mention this gentleman, which happened months earlier, but there's no media attention to it. I'm, like, even scrubbing to look for it, and that's a pretty major thing. You're sitting in Albany on the porch. I don't care what neighborhood you're in. And some teenage kids, it was a hate crime. They're shooting white people is what they were doing.
Wow. Well, it did not serve an agenda. Meanwhile, you see a local shooting in another state that is receiving the comment and editorial from the Office of the President of the United States of America, which obviously means that there is an agenda at work. Thank you for calling. We have to move on to the next caller. Jim from Minnesota. Jim, do you have a question or comment for our guest, Stephanie Sledge?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, you are on air.
Am I on?
Yes, you are, sir.
I am just wondering if anybody has given any thought to the idea that scalar weapons were used and/or mind control at a distance. If these people had had any handlers.
Well, Stephanie, I believe that this story is not finished, and one cannot rule anything out. But you start from the most provable piece of evidence first, and you expand outward from there as far as the strength of the evidence can take you. And do you have anything to comment on that, Stephanie?
Well, I do. As far as any type of scalar weapons and all that, I have been looking into that, too. I do know there's a couple of agencies that have close ties to the shooting. One is the RAND Corporation. Also, Raytheon has come up, as well as the Hess Corporation. And so at this point, you know, I'm still looking into those leads right now, but I do know that as far as the RAND Corporation, you know, the close ties to the FEMA region out there.
So the RAND Corporation is a think tank for the Defense Department and the CIA. They have done that from the beginning. That's their primary purpose, that they produce policy papers for intelligence and deep state events and the military. And if RAND is involved in this, that definitely means there's an agenda at work.
Absolutely. And also, too, I'd like to back up a little bit and address the caller that talked about the TSA. There is a fact sheet that was released by the TSA. It's called the Inner City Bus Security Grant Program. And it did list projects that were eligible for funding. And in those projects, it did list, and I believe it's number 4 on the list, the conducting live or simulated drills. So, I mean, these can go live at any moment, and this is an example of one of those live drills.
Exactly. That's another sign of the methodology of the false flag attack, is these concurrent drills, military intelligence, police exercises. This is how they move the assets in place. This is how they execute the crime. And it's also the method of cover-up, because it's compartmentalized. Everyone says, oh, it's just a drill. It wasn't the real thing. Anyways, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back. We're still taking calls on the shooting and the recent one in Colorado.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hey guys, what if I told you that I know how you can improve your libido, enhance your sex life, and even increase sexual desire? The key is to maintain healthy testosterone levels, and now there's a way you can do it naturally. Here's the secret. It's all about T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula that contains ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Not only that, but these ingredients were shown to increase your sexual desire, enhance muscle growth with exercise, and even support a healthy prostate. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, a majority reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are talking to Stephanie Sledge in this final segment of this hour. We just got a last-minute surprise guest for the next hour, which we'll be moving to. I'll tell you about it after this. But we're taking callers talking about the Tucson shooting and correlations to the shooting in Colorado. Let's go to Alicia in PA. Alicia, can you hear? Do you have a question or comment for our guest, Stephanie?
Hello?
Elijah. Hello? Elijah, yes. In PA. Do you have a question or comment?
You have a question. When I was in the military, 82nd Airborne, you don't just go and pick up munitions and, you know, booby trap bombs. And, you know, that takes training. And even then, you know, years of experience where it took experts, what, a day, 2 days to take those booby traps apart.
Yeah, you're talking about the Aurora shooting. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no one's talking about that. It would take experts, probably more than one, to set up, you know, booby traps that are that complicated. This boy had no background in anything like that. He had no background in guns.
Well, he did not come from a shooting background, so the shooting in the theater is problematic. But, you know, there are a lot of things that you can discover on the Internet, and by all accounts, this kid was a bright kid. By all accounts, he was pretty smart, and he was a science whiz. And he did tell the police officers about the booby traps in his apartment. But yes, that could be problematic. And we do need to look at the sophistication of the man traps that he put up in his apartment, see if it was beyond his capability or any of the capability that he could have got from any other resources. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I don't know if you're in the military or not, but
I used to be in the Marines, in Marine Infantry. Yes, I worked with explosive demolitions.
Yeah, well, you know that, you know, C4. C3, whatever, you can read all you want. You're not going to be able to set up stuff that complicated to where you got experts going in there. That would be beyond something you'd learn on the Internet. You'd probably blow yourself up trying to do that, you know, and he's in what, an apartment building. But anyway, that's all I had to say. The whole thing.
Oh, it stinks to high heaven.
Some great points, Elijah. That's what we ran across in the Oklahoma City case. When you look at the funding, the expertise, the level of training needed, and that was one of the first underpinnings that fell out immediately when the official narrative came out. And then you actually did reverse engineering, and we saw what it would take to actually put something like this together. And it absolutely no correlation. It was complete mismatch.
Oh, yeah.
We were into something immediately.
It was an unreal hypothesis. Thank you for calling. We must go to the next caller. We're talking to Denise in Virginia. Denise, do you have a question or comment for Stephanie Sledge?
I have a comment. It's a little off topic, if you guys could just bear with me.
Make it quick. We have about 2 minutes.
I've been trying to wake up my son in San Diego because he was calling me and telling me that he is seeing so much happen so rapidly. You know, I said, keep your eyes open. He said that he visits a surfing spot, and he's never seen anything but maybe a ticket, kind of a police guy. And he said now all of a sudden he sees these three and four policemen in combat gear. He said they're 6'4", 6'5", they're huge, mm-hmm. on every corner now. He said that's mm-hmm. happening. And then today,
unless there's going to be a mass shooting there, yeah, of course.
FSA has ordered, it's in their newspaper, the San Diego newspaper, the FSA has ordered 150 units of riot gear to be delivered in 15 days. It said this stuff is unveiling so fast that they can hardly keep up with it.
Exactly. Stephanie, give the audience your information, please, before we leave.
Well, I'm taking pre-orders for my report right now, which is about 400 pages, color photos of the investigation. You can go to the governmentrag.com, click on the top left-hand side, the state's investigations, and you can read about it there, and you can pre-order the report and get the word out.
Exactly. Thank you for joining us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.